forever. He does not hold on to his anchor forever. Lo hichzik la'adapo. That's midah number 5 in the Tomer Devoros. Says the Tomer Devoros, zo midah acheres. This is a new midah, a different point. Shafilu ha'adam machzik b'chet. Even if a person is holding on to his sins, ein ha'kadosh baruch hu machzik af. He doesn't hold on to his anger towards the person. Ve'im machzik lo la'ad. And even if Hashem does hold on to the anger, it's not la'ad, it's not forever, it's not for eternity. He lets it go. Ella, yivatel kaso, he will nullify his anger, afilu shelo yashuv ha'adam, even if the person does not repent. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let go of the anger. As we see in the days of Yeravam, in the Malachim, Chelik Melech Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Dalet Kavav, what happened over there? Shehichzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gvul Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back the land of Israel to the Jews, gave back the land, Israel. Ve'em Hayu Ovdei Agalim. And they were still doing Avodah Zarah. Even though they were doing Avodah Zarah, Hashem let go of the anger, let them have the land. So you see that just because you get the land doesn't mean Hashem is happy. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm joking. I'm serious. But he's saying here that even though Hashem's anger is still there and the Aveira is still taking place, the same Aveira is still happening. Avodah Zarah, nothing's changing. Still, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his behavior. And after exile, he all of a sudden brings the redemption and gives them what they want. And everything looks hunky-dory. But it's not. Verichem aleim velo shavu. He had mercy on them and they didn't do tshuva. Im kain, lama richem. If so, why on earth did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy on them? Why? Bishvil midah zu. Because of this midah. Shelo hichzik la'adapo. He doesn't hold on to his anger. He lets it go. Adarabba. Not only does he let it go, does he not hold on to it? Machlish apo. He weakens his wrath. Im heyot sha'adai nachet kayam. Even though the sin is still here, the sin is still taking place, the same avera, and he's changing directions, Hashem. At first he's angry, now he's letting it go and giving bracha, bringing them back to Eretz Yisrael. Ain't no manish, no more punishing. Ella mitzapu merachim. He's hoping that, and he has having mercy. Ula yashuvu. Maybe they will do tshuva. Vahainu, and this is the pasuk at Tehillim. Lo lenetzach yariv, velo laolam yatur. Not forever will Hashem make you suffer, fight, and not forever will He hold on to His grudge against us, even though we're sinning. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnahek berakus, soft, uvikashut, and sometimes hard, hot and cold. Rakus vikashu, sometimes soft, sometimes hard. Hakol letovas Yisrael, everything for the good of the Jewish people. Zumi de ra'uya la'adam lisnahekbo, im chavero. And this is a midah we must have with our friends. We have to emulate this and behave this way. Get ready, guys. Afilu shehu rashai lehochiach. Even if you have full rights, you have permission to give the tochacha and the isurim and to make him suffer, hurt him. As chavero, as benav, if your son, you sometimes have to patch him, you have to hit him, you have to teach him. Behem mityatsrim. Lo mipnei ze yar betochachto. Not because of the punishment should you keep on punishing and giving more tochacha to your friend. Lo yachzik kaso, afilu shekas. Don't hold on to your anger. Even though you got angry, yivatlenu, nullify it. Lo yachzik la'adapo. Don't hold on to this forever. He's ranting now. Gam im afu hamutter la'adam. Even if you're allowed to be angry with the guy, don't do it. Ke'ein shepirshu, the way we learn in the Gemara, we learn in this week's Parsha. Ki tirech hamor sonecha roveitz tachat maso. When you see the donkey of your enemy, the guy that you hate, that the load on top of the donkey is hard, it's heavy. What does the Gemara say in Pesachim? Upirshu in Pesachim, Kufi Gimel with Beis. Ma'i Asinazos. Who is a Jew that you're allowed to hate? Because the Gemara brings the Brice over there. We're not talking about a non-Jew. We're talking about a Jewish person. So how could you have a donkey of the guy you hate supposed to love all the Jews? Says the Gemara in Pesachim, Shira Oso Over Avera. You saw this Jewish guy whose donkey is struggling right now do an Avera. Vehu Yachid. And you, since you're an individual, you can't go to Beis Din and testify against the guy and have him have Malkus or execution. You can't do anything. You can't testify. So what are you allowed to do? Sona Oso Al Devar Avera. That's the halacha. Some people say it's a mitzvah to hate the guy after you gave him tochach on the avera. You saw him do an avera. You can't. He's not listening. He doesn't want to change. You're allowed to hate him. And maybe you have a mitzvah to hate the guy. So he's a Jew who's still Jewish. You still have to help him and love him and take care of him. But you have to hate him. Maybe not love him, but you have to hate him and take care of him. V'afilu hachi amra Torah. Even so, even though you hate the guy. The Torah says, azov ta'azov imo. Shvuk yad debelibach. Let go of what's in your heart and help the guy. El mitzvah lekarev oso ba'ava. Bring him close with love. Ulay yo'il b'derek zu. So here's an interesting point. Look at the Toma Devorah. It's saying, not because you're looking to work on your midos. Ulay, right? It's not about you. There's not a musar pa'ula for you. As Tosfot says over there, lakuf is yitzro baba mitzia. No, here he's talking for you. When you love this guy that you hate, maybe it's going to help him do tshuva. Him! You saw him doing avera. Now you're allowed to hate him, right? You're allowed to hate him. And the Torah says, go help him. Not because you have to do your own musar pu'ula to get over your hatred. You're right to hate him. You're allowed to hate him. It's a good thing to hate him. He did an avera, and he's not changing. Hate him for that. Or hate his behavior, whatever. Okay? Don't hate him. But here we're saying, no, when you see his donkey suffering, go do the mitzvah. Why? Perhaps that will get him on the right track. Love him. That'll get him on the right track. Now, the Hainu Mamish Mida Zu. This is the Mida Lo Hichzik La'adapo. Don't hold on to the anger. So, what are the applications of this? What are the applications of this principle? They're far-reaching. Far-reaching. The first, most obvious one is, here you see, the first kasha, I'm surprised nobody asked me, Yeshua, I don't know what happened. And Rabbi Bloom, I don't know what happened, he's not here. I don't know what's going on. The pasuk in the Torah says clearly, if you keep on doing the ver b'chukosai, you keep doing, going with me b'keri, you keep going with me not caring, I'm going to give you another punishment. And seven times the punishment. You're not going to get it the first time, I'm going to give it to you again. They're psukim. Yeah? Where's your raya? Where's your raya? Here we have four psukim that are indicating that Hashem does not all of a sudden lighten up. Huh? Whatever it is, you're still doing the avera. You keep doing it. How are you doing? Have you see Hashem keeps increasing the punishments, not weakening the punishments. That's what it says in Parshas B'chukosai.
It doesn't mean he's increasing his anger. It just means it's your
you're going to suffer more. Where do you mean all of a sudden he's going to start loving you? There's no love. He let go of the anger. And here the psukim say he's going to let go of the anger. Huh? Why is it different? Huh? Why? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, I think Hashem is talking about Avodah Zarah both places. Huh? I don't know what you're talking about on any level. I'm not kidding. What do you mean? He's going to give you more Yisurim. Here, I'll read you the Psukim. Oof. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's see what the Psukim say. Let's see what the... You guys like to talk without reading the Psukim. I understand. It makes some... You guys don't know what you're talking about. Okay? Who has the psukim? Anybody? Puchokosai, im ad ele lo tishma'uli. If again you're not going to listen, I'm reading the Lord, the word of the Lord. Ve'yasafti li'yatsra etchem. I will increase my physical beating of you. Yisurim. Sheva al chatateichem. Seven times your sins. That's Kavav Yud Ches. Next, Vim Telchu Imi Keri. You keep on not caring about my laws. Velo Tavu Lishmoli. You don't want to listen. Veyasafti Alechem Maka. More pain. Sheva. seven times like your sins. And if again you don't listen to me, I'll also ignore you. You want to ignore me? I'll ignore you. Good luck. If I don't protect you, look what's going to happen. This doesn't look like all of a sudden, you know, he will love you all of a sudden.
That's for us.
What us?
Saying him.
Who's
saying
him?
That Hashem is holding on to the anger. I think that Hashem is holding on to his anger.
No, he looks like he's calming down quickly here. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like nothing's happening. The goal is to get the truth.
Okay. Listen. You guys are saying great. I saw a Teretz by Rabbi Matisyahu Solomon Shlita. He wrote a Kuntres where he explains that in the written law, again, these Yud Gimel Midos that we're learning right now are the Tomer Devorah's Zohar sowed from the Navi in Micha. We're not learning the. There are two Yud Gimel Midos, the ones that are in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's, and here we're learning the Navi's new Yud Gimel Midos that are by Kabbalah. Okay? So says Rabbi Matisyahu Solomon, it's 100% true that in the Psukim you will never find Hashem all of a sudden loving the sinner and taking care of him, hoping he's going to do tshuva. That you don't see. Because that's the essence of these Yud Gimel Midos. This is his Chiddush. The essence of these Yud Gimel Midos, these are things that are counterintuitive. These are things that you would not figure out from looking at the Chumash itself. These are... The Yud Gimel Midos of Micha are different. And that's why you can't ask a kasha from the Chumash on the Tomer Devorah. That's Rav Matisyahu Solomon's Teretz. The reason why I like it is because he took it like a man. A good kasha, right on the head. It doesn't look like this fits what Hashem promises us in the Chumash. And he says, you're right. The Chumash is one type of Anhaga of Hashem. And here we're seeing a secret sowed. Fine, let's accept the Teretz. There are two Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a hidden approach, and this is the one that the Tomer Devorah wants us to emulate. Okay, let's go with that. What's the main issue here? What is the Chiddush? Why is this such a hard one to do? Why? Why is this such a hard one to do? I'll explain to you with examples. Examples that people don't want to hear, unfortunately. Happens already a few times. The parents come to me and say, I'm trying to educate my son. I keep trying to give him the same mussar. He keeps doing the same thing. I give him a punishment. I give him an extreme punishment. I give him another punishment. I ignore once or twice. It's not working. It doesn't work. So I say, okay, stop punishing. That's not working enough. If the goal is to help the kid, you keep doing the same stupid thing and giving him the same onesh, and it's not working, and you have to up the ante more and more and more. What do you think? It's obviously something's not working here. Let's check your assumptions. Are you really trying to train your child, or are you an angry man? Nobody wants to hear that. But that's really what's happening. Your wife keeps doing it. You keep telling her, no, make the bracha this way, make the bracha this way, whatever your thing is. And she's not getting it. Or your business partner is trying to do so. You keep saying, do it this way, do it. They're not getting it. They don't want to get it. So what are you going to do? Keep doing the same stupid thing over and over again? That's not going to achieve the result. If that's what's happening, you are not in chinuch anymore. You are not training your child. What do you have to do? Lay off and start loving the guy. But Rabbi, if I do that, the kid will think he's right. And he won. My son will think he won if I stop punishing him and hugging him and kissing him when he's still doing the Aveira. I can't let go. Then you are not in chinuch now. You are not acting like God. You are angry and you want to win. This is not about the kid anymore. That's pashut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they're still doing the Avodah Zarah, all of a sudden changes directions, brings them back into Eretz Yisrael, even though they're still doing the Avodah Zarah. Why? Not because of any other reason other than Ulai Yo'il B'Derek Zu. Maybe this new approach will work. What is this new approach? What is this new approach that all of a sudden you've been late for Shachris for 3 months and the Mashgiach and they're on top of you all the time and all of a sudden he stops. He stops, he lets you go. You come when you want. You leave when you want. The Mashgiach is quiet. What is this? Is he working on Shari Tshuva and ignoring the Beis Medrash? Maybe not. Maybe all of a sudden he has a new tactic. Maybe the constant nagging and punishing and talking is now working with this thick skull. And maybe his agenda is really you, to try to get you to wake up. But you're not going to wake up until you see the contrast. Until you see the contrast. This is pashut, that this is what the Torah Dvarim means. All of a sudden, the same affair, you're getting punished. This idiot doesn't get it. He's now waking up. So all of a sudden, let's give him hugs and kisses. Let's hug him and kiss him. Why? I look like I'm weak. Rabbi, I can't do that. I can't condone that behavior. Yes, you can. Why? Because if your tachlis is l'shem shamayim, you want to get the kid or the student or the wife or the business partner or whatever the heck you're dealing with to get the point. All of a sudden, shake things up. Do what they're not expecting. Do something new. Something that's not what they're expecting. They're expecting smack, yell, hit, scream. Do the opposite. And maybe the penny will hit. Penny? Whatever. The drop. Maybe we'll drop and something will happen. Maybe they'll do tshuva. Maybe they'll realize something's weird. I keep coming in and the Mashkiach hugs me. Why? I come in at 11 every day and it's okay. What happened? Hey, maybe he's trying to wake me up. Because the old smacking and the waving of the finger doesn't work. This is someone who's L'Shem Shamayim who can do this, I promise you. Because the regular guy who just wants to get that kid to behave, conform, he won't do this. He can't do this. He doesn't get it. He'll just keep doing the same stupid thing. The first question you always ask is, did your punishing or do your tactics, do they have any benefit? Has anything changed? Or is it the same and getting worse? If you're thinking like that, all of a sudden just let it go. Let it go and be like Hashem. Don't be afraid that, what's going to be? It's going to get worse. Everything will be hefker. Hefker in my house. Hefker in the thing. Hefker. No! Maybe they'll do tshuva. That is the midah of letting go of the anger when it's necessary for the person. Letting go. Sometimes you have to hold on to the anger, like the psukim say. You got to hold on and keep punching. But when you see that that's not going anywhere, it's not happening. If you're really L'Shem Shamayim, let go of the anger completely. And do the opposite, love. Bring them close. And maybe they will change as a result of it. But when you do this, Pashut, you're changing. Because this is about us becoming like Hashem. And medaming to the Yud Gimel Midos. Yes, Yeshua. What's the question?
I was just going to say, this sounds like you have a very mature head to...
Yes, this is not for non-mature heads. Whatever the opposite is.
It sounds like the recipients have a mature head to realize the contrast and actually be impacted by it.
Why?
Why is they connect the dots that well before the punishment? Why is it happening? What's going on? And think all that through and then come to the...
Why do they have to think it through? Why are you thinking that? Maybe they may just subconsciously something may happen and they'll realize I shouldn't behave this way. I shouldn't walk in at 11:30 every day. I shouldn't go beat up my little sister all the time. Why do you think that it's impossible that an untrained child will get this? Why?
Get the contrast.
Just see the contrast. Something's different here. Something's not working. Something's strange. Abba's acting weird. Why is he doing this? Once a slight thought kick. Okay, so you could say a child can't really do tshuva. Right? The child is not capable of actually having the free choice and contemplating their bad behavior and coming close to Hashem. I don't know if they could do that. But whatever it is, there's no question that trying to change. He says it about your children. He says it about hitting your son and giving tochacha to your friend. You're giving tochacha 15 times, the guy's not changing. What are you supposed to do now? Says the Torah Devor, stop! Stop and change gears. Go in reverse and see what happens. This is a sod. This is not normal. This is not what we read in the Chumash. This is the sod, another unhug of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that takes tremendous strength on our part. Because you have to have bitachon, Yeshua. You have to let go and do something strange. The kid is beating up his sister and you're going to all of a sudden take him out for ice cream and say, what a tzaddik, I love you. You don't tell him you're a tzaddik for beating up your sister. But at the moment when you would normally go and smack, go to your room, time out, you lose this, whatever the stupid thing we're going to do that we've done so many times, at that moment when he is waiting for you to come in, you come in and say, let's go get an ice cream. Dude, he's not going to know what happened. He's not going to understand what's going on. And that's only to bring him close to you, love. And maybe that will affect him. That's what he's saying. I know it's nobody wants to do this. What?
Should he say, why are you doing this? Why are you giving me ice cream?
I love you.
That's it.
I love you. But one thing is interesting that comes out of this is that now, when you see that you're being loved by Hashem or the Mashgiach, don't think that you're doing great. It's not bavadai, not pashut. All of a sudden, you're doing great, and everybody's hugging and kissing you. Hashem is giving you brachas, bringing you into the land, doing everything, and you think, wow, something's going good. No, something may not be going good at all. And this could be the last ditch effort to save your life. I hate the guy, and my goal and why I'm helping him. Sure, it does. I hate him.
You don't talk to him.
Right.
You know, so when you come over and help him, it's not that that was a direct steer of how you were being annoyed with him beforehand.
Sure, it is. You went and gave him tochacha. He didn't listen to you, and now you are hating him in your heart. Mistama. He'll know that you hate him in your heart. Everybody who you hate feels your hatred. Unless you're really good, they usually know. People feel it. And therefore, now that you're coming and loving this guy, despite the way he's behaved, he feels loved. Foolish Gemara. Maybe let go of what's in your heart. Just let it go. For him, maybe he'll do tshuva. Maybe he'll come close because of that. It's a gigantic chiddush. If people try to apply this in their lives, they will see tremendous brachas. Tremendous. No question. First of all, because you're becoming like Hashem. That's the first thing. But second of all, you're going to be checking your assumptions as to why you're behaving in certain ways at certain times. It's really going to force you to actually learn your behavior. Learn what am I doing and why am I doing these things? Why do I keep getting into the same fight over and over again? Why? What is my goal? What do I really want? What do I want? And then the next step is to have the courage to let go and look like you're weak and look like you're condoning or whatever stupid things are going on in your Yetzirah head and let go and love the guy.